It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits what? Nothing. I mean, if the flesh profits nothing, why do we spend so much time and money on this beast? Now, I know you girls don't know what I'm talking about. I can't believe what it costs to paint that old barn. You girls, I will have to say, the barn looks good with a fresh coat of paint on it. I will have to say, y'all look really good. But I had no idea what it costs to keep that barn painted. I never had a barn that cost as much to paint as you girls' makeup costs. But y'all spend a lot of time and a lot of effort keeping your physical body in good shape. And I guess there's not anything wrong with keeping yourself beautiful. I don't have a problem with that at all. No problem with makeup or anything else. But you still got to remember that the Scripture says there, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. So now then, if the Spirit food, which is the Word of God, is the only thing that's going to matter in life, why is it that everybody can't go out this door today and quote me at least 50 verses? If you really believe that, every one of you would have the Word of God hidden in your heart, would you not? Would we be working on hiding the Word in our heart if we think that's the only thing that's going to profit anything is the Word? Would we be busy hiding it in our heart? Yeah. I have this friend that every time I make a statement to him, he said, now let's see, gets his thumb out, pulls out a stack about that thick out of his pocket. He said, let me see which one of my flashcards has got that on it. I know, oh, there it is right there. And man, he quotes it off right there. He is always reading and quoting the Word of God to me. Sometimes he has to get his little cheat sheets out to get it, but at least he's got it close. He's got many, many of them typed up on both sides of those little cards, and he carries them in his pocket. I mean, a stack of them that thick. As thick as a, I mean, instead of a pack of cigarettes, one day I thought, he's got a pack of cigarettes in his pocket. And I said, why don't you quit smoking? He said, I don't smoke. I said, well, what's that? He said, that's my cheat sheets. That's my flash cards. That's the Word of God. And he pulls that thing out, and I thought, wow, that's a whole lot better than a pack of cigarettes to have in your pocket. That pays a whole lot better dividends. Now then, if this is true, what it says here in John 6:63, listen to what Mark 11:23 says. Now, Mark 11:23, I want you to see this awesome promise. Mark 11:23, look at this. Now, most people, they read this, but they don't believe this. Mark 11:23. Let's see what Mark 11:23 says. Verse 22 says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now, if you have faith in God and His Word, this is what you can do. Now, look what He said. He didn't give you and me as His children under this new covenant. He didn't cut us no limitations. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, that's you, shall say unto this mountain, whatever the problem is, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And what can you have? Whatsoever you say, providing it comes from your heart with no doubt. Is that right? See, that no doubt is a big kicker. I mean, we have an enemy out there and he's very good. He's very good. Now think about this. If he said to whosoever, is he talking to you and me? Yeah, I'm a whosoever. Are you? Yes, absolutely. He said, I can speak to a mountain and it will remove if I don't doubt my heart. But most people, when they speak to something, I don't care if they're speaking to their body, I don't care what they're speaking to, if it doesn't happen immediately, well, they say, well, it wasn't God's will. No, that's not true. When it comes to healing, it's always God's will to heal you if you've repented of all your sins. He does not want you sick. He didn't die on the cross for your sickness to have you to be sick. You know, it's not supposed to be for Christians. But it's when we sin that brings sickness and disease upon us. But if we get rid of all of our sin, and one of the biggest sins in the church today is that doubt in your heart. doubt, unbelief. It is a big killer today. And we just, it's been around forever. But the Lord says there, if you don't doubt in your heart, he says, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now then, every time I think about that verse, I love to tell the story about Dr. Gary Young. Dr. Gary Young, a doctor in Salt Lake City, Utah, 4 or 5 years ago, he had fell out of a tree. He was 35 feet up in the air. And the limbs he was holding on to in the mountains of Idaho, he was up there and he had climbed this big giant tree and he was holding two limbs about an inch in diameter and standing on one about an inch in diameter. And if I ever saw the devil had to be there, all three of those limbs he was holding on to and standing on broke at the same time. He fell 35 feet and hit right on his bottom. Now, what do you think that did to his lower back from 35 feet up? He didn't know he could call on his angels. He didn't know these things. And so he fell and crushed his back. Well, they care-flighted him out of the mountains and done a CT scan on him, and his back's so destroyed, it can't fix it. Crushed. So they sent him home, and he's laying on a bed, and one of the men from this church had left some DVDs in his motorhome and his truck when he was up there helping him, and so he had those DVDs and CDs in the house, and somebody had went and got them, and they were listening to our teachings about God healing people. Well, Sunday night, about 8 o'clock, he called this man here in Dallas and asked him if he knew how to get in touch with me. And he said, yes. He said, well, can you get in touch with him? I'm going to buy him an airplane ticket and have him fly out here in the morning and pray for me. So that man called us. He knew Cheryl's phone number. He called her. She was sitting at a little restaurant after church that Sunday night having a bite to eat. And about 8 or 8:30, whatever it was, and he said, they want to know if you will fly to Salt Lake City tomorrow and pray for Dr. Young. I said, sure, no problem. We'll be happy to go. I said, I don't have anything, you know, that's binding tomorrow, so I can go. So he said, okay, they'll buy you an airplane ticket. But I said, before he goes to bed tonight, or I mean before he goes to sleep tonight or whatever, I don't know what his condition is, I would like to personally talk to him. So I said, give him my cell phone number and tell him I want to talk to him tonight before I come tomorrow. So we finish our dinner. We come to the post office to get the mail. It's Sunday night. And Cheryl's driving the little truck. And we get to the post office. About the time we get there, he calls. And so I'm talking to him. Cheryl runs in to get the mail, comes back. I pray a little short prayer according to Mark 11:23. Now, what did Mark 11:23 say I can have? What? Whatever I can what? Believe where? In my heart. And I can speak it where? My mouth. Doesn't that sound very simple? So I told him when he called, I said, sir, Mark 11:23 makes me an awesome promise, and you an awesome promise. I said, so I'm going to pray, I'm going to speak a supernatural healing in your back in the name of Jesus. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, according to Mark 11:23, I ask you to do a supernatural healing. Now, are your words important? Very. Don't just ask for anything. Ask for what you really want. I wanted a supernatural healing in Dr. Young's back. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I speak a supernatural healing in his back, and it's done in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I said, Dr. Young, call me with your praise report. And I hung up the phone. Now, do you hear any faith in that statement? Or do you hear any doubt and unbelief in that? No doubt and unbelief, right? You did hear a little faith in that, right? Because what was my last statement to him? Call me with your what? Now then, if I didn't expect Jesus to do what he said in Mark 11:23, I wouldn't have said that, would I? We get home 10 minutes later. My phone rings. I look at the number. I thought, well, I don't know who that is. But I pick it up. I said, yes, can I help you? And he said, Thurman, this is Dr. Young. I said, well, praise God. He said, I am already completely healed. He said, I am completely healed. He said, the minute you prayed, my pain went away. He said, I scooted over to the edge of the bed, put my feet on the floor, and stood up, and I could walk with no pain. He said, I walked up the stairs and back down one time. I reached down and picked up my, I think, a 3 or 4 year old, 5 year old son, whatever it was, put him in my arms and ran up the stairs and back down. And he said, I have no pain. I am completely healed. He said, I'll pick y'all up at the airplane myself tomorrow. When it comes in, I'll be there standing in front of the terminal to get you. And so, what do you think that did to me? The Holy Ghost came up on me and I began to kind of tremble. I walked in the house and Cheryl said, what's wrong with you? And I couldn't talk. She said, he's healed, isn't he? I said, yes, honey. He's already healed. You know, you can have great faith, but when you see God show up to do something like that, what do you think that does to you, young lady? What would that do to you if you got to pray a prayer like that for somebody? What would that do to you? Would that make your skin kind of tingle? Yes. Is our God able to do those kind of things? Oh, is he ever? Yeah. And then, of course, we went out there the next day. He picked us up at the airplane. We stayed 3 days in his home. Big, beautiful home. He's a doctor. Very, you know, successful. A very wealthy man. We stayed there for 3 days. And then he showed us all over, took us out some fantastic places to eat and all kinds of stuff. We just had a great time. It's amazing. All I did was pray the prayer of faith, and God just blessed our socks off. You know, all I did was pray. He did all the work, everything. I didn't have to do nothing but pray. Is God good? And then he rewarded us. And so then a few months later, after we got back, Dr. Young happened to go into one of his clinics or whatever, and they x-rayed him. They wanted to check him. So he went in. He said, I'm perfect. And so the doctor that x-rayed him, this shows you how dense we are. The doctor x-rayed him. And now what did I ask for? What kind of a healing? Supernatural. I didn't ask for a normal, natural healing. I asked for supernatural healing. And when the doctors x-rayed him, they said, Dr. Young, don't bend over. He said, what do you mean? They said, we've done the x-ray, and there's where those vertebrae were crushed, there's nothing in your back. They're gone. So that means you have nothing holding your upper and lower back together. Now, why does nobody think that maybe God put something in there that's not detectable by x-ray? Isn't he awesome? Supernatural healing? So what did that give God, the ability or the power to do? Whatever he wants to do.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.